Well, a typical gold standard company is probably a company that has absolutely recognised the value of employing potentially reservists or indeed former members of the armed forces because of the unique skill sets that they will bring to that company. This really is a win-win deal, both for veterans and indeed the company themselves. So they probably would have gone out actively to recruit former members of the armed forces. They will perhaps have a website where they are actively encouraging former members of the armed forces to apply for jobs, and really go the extra mile when it comes to supporting reservists who may work there, potentially giving them some extra time off so that they can do their reserve service. They really do recognise the value of having reservists and former service personnel working for them because it is a win-win situation.
Tell me the variety of companies that have been involved in this.
Oh gosh, we've got engineering companies, we've got hospitals, we've got the AA, we've got Babcock, we've got all sorts. So they literally come across the sector. And the great thing that that shows is how versatile members of the armed forces are when it comes to adding value to business.
There's a new logo, new rebranding happening. Tell me, what's the need for that?
I think there was a need for rebranding. I'm not sure that the old sort of branding of the Covenant really was getting the message through, so we've done some research. I really like the new logo. I think it really does explain in a single sort of logo just what we're trying to achieve here, and already the feedback's very positive.
We know a bit about the principles of the Covenant, but what's really been achieved so far?
I think a lot's been achieved this year. We've managed to get the Covenant enshrined in NHS England so that when it comes to our service families getting access to the National Health Service, I think there's a greater recognition about some of the unique problems that our service families face. When it comes to education, we've managed to get the rules changed so that service families can apply for school places before they move to a new posting. And equally, when it comes to the commercial sector, little things like getting telephone companies to suspend contracts so that when service personnel are posted overseas, they don't have to continue using them. They may seem like little things, but they really add up, and these are the sorts of things that we really want to push on with and do more of.
It is obviously evolving. It's developed a long way, but there's still things potentially we can be doing and more to be done to help ease life for armed forces personnel. What's the focus this year, do you think?
There's always more to be done. I mean, only last week we had a big debate in Westminster when many colleagues were making sensible suggestions about the needs of families in their areas. But I think from a commercial point of view, we want to try and get more companies involved to recognise some of the unique problems that we have when it comes to serving in the armed forces, just so that we're not at a commercial disadvantage and families can enjoy, as they move forward, that recognition of their unique way of life.
Why is it so important that we have this Covenant in the first place?
I think it is really important because service life does bring with it unique challenges, the way that we have to move around at short notice. And I think it's very important that as a nation we recognise that and we make sure that our service families are both valued, seen to be valued, but also don't suffer any disadvantage because of service life.